Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Thursday, December 11th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. After 11 years, John Cameron Mitchell is pulling his wig, or rather, bratty curls, down from the shelf. The Hedwig and the Angry Inch co-creator has set his Broadway return as Mary Todd Lincoln in Oh, Mary. Mitchell joins the hit comedy from February 3rd through April 26th. He was last on Broadway in the 2014 Hedwig revival, playing two separate miniature stints in the title role. Mary is currently being played by Jane Krakowski through January 4th, before Jinx Monsoon rejoins the cast from January 8th through February 1st. Mitchell's replacement will be announced in the coming weeks. Oh, Mary continues its hit run at the Lyceum Theater. In other casting news, Juan Carlos is returning to Broadway's Stranger Things: The First Shadow after an extended injury leave. Deadline reported this morning that back in late June, Carlos, who originated the role of Bob Newby in the New York company, jumped onto an onstage turntable and suffered an awkward landing, finishing the show that night despite being in pain. It was later revealed he had torn ligaments in his ACL and meniscus, which he needed surgery for in July. Understudy Patrick Scott McDermott has been playing Bob most days during his absence, and now, after some rest and rehab, Carlos has set his return to the show on December 29th. Hope all goes well. Stranger Things: The First Shadow runs at the Marquee Theater. And finally today, the annual Broadway League Demographics Report was just published yesterday. This report is a profile of the audiences attending Broadway productions throughout the 2024-2025 season. Among the most notable findings, 14.66 million people saw at least one show, the second highest figure in recorded history. 3.7 million of those admissions were New Yorkers, with an assist from a record-breaking 3 million foreign tourists. 25% of attendees were New York City residents, but just 13% came from nearby suburbs outside the five boroughs. 42% came from elsewhere in the United States, and the remaining 20% were from other countries. Additionally, 22% of attendees worked in New York City. The audience was 63% female. Black Indigenous people of color made up 34% of the audience, marking their highest proportion in three decades. The average household income of attendees was over $276,000. On average, theatergoers attended 5.4 shows over the past year, up from 4.7 in the 2023-2024 season. Those seeing 15 or more shows represented just 8% of the total audience, but purchased 40% of all tickets. The majority of attendees saw more shows than 5 years ago, and 94% plan to return. Personal recommendations were the top influence in choosing shows, and last season, Instagram was the most commonly cited source for theater information. To take a look at the full 2024-2025 demographics report, visit broadwayleague.com/research. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.